Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Carpenter. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bob Carpenter. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Werber scores. Mize moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick bunts towards the mound. Carpenter fields it and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Carpenter covering, for the out. Frey moves to third. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning takes first base on ball 4. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Maynard reaches second base with a double. Danning moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker, who is chasing the ball. Bartel reaches third base with a triple. Danning scores. Maynard scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Bob Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Junior Thompson now pitching. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-1 in the game. Witek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Witek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maynard hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Thompson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carpenter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-0 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carpenter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maynard hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bartel strikes out. The ball gets by Hemsley. He chases the ball to the backstop. Bob Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carpenter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a pop-up towards the mound. Carpenter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wittek bunts towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Thompson, and towards Frey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maynard hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Junior Thompson. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Turner now pitching. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Bob Carpenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carpenter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carpenter hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. McCormick scores. Gleason goes all the way around to score. Haas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-3, Giants. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Giants. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.